MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Village Ruidoso in the Lincoln National Forest has implemented Level 2 fire restrictions. These include no outdoor smoking, campfires, fireworks, charcoal grills, or chainsaws or welding without a permit. And statistics from the National Center for Education reveal more than half of public school leaders said cell phones hurt academic performance. And now, in New Mexico, schools will soon become phone-free. During this year's legislative session, Senator Crystal Brantley had been fighting for a statewide policy that would incentivize school districts and charter schools to limit the use of mobile devices during instructional hours. The bill also sets aside $10 million to reimburse schools for phone storage equipment like phone lockers or phone pouch. The bill made its way to the finish line and was signed into law on the final day of signings Friday. The new law requires schools to implement the policy no later than August 1st. And Xterra Ruidoso is seeking volunteers for August 15th through the 17th. Free shirts and lunch is provided to volunteers, and if a volunteer works on Saturday, they will get a free entry into Sunday's 10K race. For more information, email volunteer@xterraplanet.com. And on May 2nd and 3rd, the Smoky Bear Historical Park will host its annual Smoky Bear Days event in Capitan to celebrate New Mexico's most famous bear and amplify his message of preventing wildfires. The event will feature a parade, a firefighter challenge, cornhole tournament, and presentations inside the museum. Come meet Smoky and learn about wildland fire prevention, firefighting, natural resource conservation, wildlife, watershed protection, and reforestation. Events run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days. Admission to the outdoor events is free, and Smoky the Bear Historical Park admission is only $6 for adults, $4 for seniors over 62, $3 for youth ages 7 to 12, and under 6 is free. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.